Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little.
So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you.
That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak from bbclearningenglish.com.
So, tonight's the night, Neil. How do you feel?
A bit nervous, but mostly excited. I've been practicing my speech all morning.
Just go out there, smile, and don't forget, mind your P's and Q's.
Eh? I know how to spell, Feifei.
You know what I mean.
Don't worry, I won't offend anyone.
Mind your P's and Q's is our phrase in the English we speak. If someone tells you to mind your P's and Q's, they're telling you to be polite in a social situation and to be careful about what to say or do.
Feifei, I'm always on my best behaviour. Now, let me practice my speech.
And I'll play some examples.
Gang, gang, gang! How many times have he told you to mind your P's and Q's when you're with your grandparents? Grandma doesn't like that kind of language.
Last week's meeting with our new clients was super frustrating, but I had to mind my P's and Q's. As they say, the customer's always right.
Lan always says the first thing that comes into her head. I just hope she minds her P's and Q's at lunch today.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. In this programme, we're looking at the expression, mind your P's and Q's. So, Neil, finished practising your speech?
Not yet. I've been distracted by today's phrase. I've been looking it up online.
And?
Nobody agrees where it comes from. There are so many theories. One is that printers back in the 19th century used to get confused between the small letters P and Q.
They do look similar, so they had to mind their P's and Q's. Makes sense.
And there's another about bartenders in 17th century England. They used to serve beer in measures called pints and quarts. Pints with a P and quarts with a Q. When a customer was drinking too much,
they were told to mind their pints and quarts, their P's and Q's. Yes, makes sense too.
And there's another.
Neil?
Yes?
Your speech is in 1 hour. Shouldn't you be practising?
Oh, so it is.
And mind your P's and Q's.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak from the BBC.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.